102 in the white book.
Yes.
Sing loud so we warm up. That helps. Praise God. Nice to see you all this morning. Praise God. Yes, Lord.
Living for Jesus.
Let's pray for the camp this morning. It's a big day today. Children are coming up from all over. I want to pray that God will protect them as they travel, those on the bus, those, if there is a bus, those on in cars. And we also want to just continue to recognize God's great presence here and to acknowledge that He is with us and to express faith and thank Him for all that He has in store and all that He's doing. Praise God. So let's do that just now. Lord, we thank You for this day, day that You've made. We sang about it this morning. And we will rejoice and be glad in it because of You and because of all the good things that You have in store for us today. We pray that You'll bless all those campers that are here and those that are coming yet. We pray Your hand of protection as they travel these many miles on these roads. Lord, watch over them. The drivers, help them to be alert and careful. And we pray that You will just cause your angels to guard them, bring them here safely. Lord, we know that you've been preparing their hearts, and we know that you have wonderful things prepared for them as they are given opportunity to draw near to you and worship and seek you together. We thank you, Lord, for the anointing oil that is flowing rich today over the camp into the lives of all those that are going to minister to these children. And so, Lord, we just claim the answers to prayers that you yourself have put into our hearts. Now we're believing that it's time for you to show us your glory, to manifest your great power, and to minister your salvation in every case, Lord. We continue to pray that you'll bless us here in Watch Rock. Thank you for a good prayer meeting last night and your sweet presence that's here again this morning. Lord, we pray that you'll just put faith into our hearts for what you want to accomplish today, Lord. Give us hearing ears and hearts that are open and eyes that can see you and your beauty. Thank you, Lord. We pray for those that are leaving today, Lord, the Reese family and our brother Victor and Chrissy and their family, Lord, and any others, Jesus, that were just here maybe for a short time. We pray that you'll bless our brother Wing and him. Pray that you'll watch over him. And Lord, we pray that the blessing that you have ministered to us will go with us, Lord, that you'll set your grace, your work into our hearts and cause it to deepen and cause it to grow as we continue to seek you at home. Help us to recognize that you have gone before us. Let us see that God's hand has worked in situations that we left behind, and to see that God makes a way where there seems to be no way. And so, Lord, we just pray, help us to follow close to you and let you lead. We ask this all in your precious name. Amen. Praise God. Anybody have a song that, you know, they say, I wish Brother Kenny would choose that song in the hymn book? You know, choosing all the songs you like? That's great. Yeah? Okay. Anybody? Look at Sean. He's digging through there. Not exactly digging through, kind of like seeing if something hits him, right? Jesus, I have promised. Oh, Jesus, I have promised. Yes, we did sing that, didn't we, Jean? Do you remember?
I wasn't here.
Oh, okay. It's a great song. We should sing it again. 361 in the hymn book, obviously.
I think I'll let Lily play that one.
Praise God, honey.
Oh, Jesus, I have promised to serve thee to the end. Thee thou forever near me, my master and my friend. I shall not fear the battle if thou art by my side, nor wander from the pathway if thou wilt be my guide. Oh, let me feel thee near me, the world is ever. Jesus, thou hast promised.
Jesus, amen. Hallelujah.
There's another verse that says, oh, let me see thy footprints, and in them plant my own. My hope to follow duly is in thy strength alone. Oh, guide me, call me, draw me, uphold me to the end, and let in heaven receive me, my Savior and my friend.
Praise God. Did you write that? It's in the book.
Sankey has five choruses. Oh.
Oh, my. We got to find that. Praise God. Amen. See thy footprints. Place my feet where you walk. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's worship him this morning. And let's be free in his presence. If there are those that would like to give a word of testimony, we heard of the importance of that. And, you know, there are not too many churches where you can just testify anytime you feel the Lord prompts you to. Sometimes that's not allowed, or sometimes it's only limited to a certain time. And of course, we all have to work together with this, but let's be free. Let's be free to take advantage of an opportunity to glorify the Lord and to express our love and desire for him. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Wonderful Lord, glory to God. I worship you, Lord. We worship you, Jesus. We praise your holy name. Hallelujah. Wonderful, 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 wonderful Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
your holy name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He is here. Hallelujah. He is here. Amen. He is here. Holy, holy. I will bless his name again. He is here. Listen closely.
Yes, Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
I've been part of a few surprise parties in my life. I've had one or two. I don't like to be surprised like that because when I walk in the room, I don't know what to do. I feel rather awkward and embarrassed, but it's always met well. And then we have some people that always had surprise parties. Brother Eddie always had a surprise for his father. When it was his father's birthday, it always had to be a surprise. The surprise would have been if it wasn't a surprise. It got to that point, I thought. But anyway, I remember, you know, we're all gathered in the room, and now the car pulls up. And you know that the person that you're to celebrate is coming. So, everybody, he's here. He's here. We all get excited now, right? We're all excited. We're trying to keep quiet. Quiet. He's here. Turn out the lights. We turn out the lights. And then they come in. Surprise! And they have a heart attack and die. You know, now we can celebrate because the person we've been waiting for is here. And now we want to give them our attention, right? We don't want to ignore them. Now we want to talk to them and we want to congratulate them. And some have gifts and some have little talks and some have other ways of expressing their appreciation for that person. And they're the center of attention. They're the main attraction. I was thinking about that this morning as we sang, He is here. I was getting excited. He's here. Come on. He's here. You know, you can sense that in a meeting. You know, sometimes you just come to a meeting and you're not necessarily aware of God's presence. You know, the Bible says that where two or three are gathered together in His name, He'll be there. He's in the midst. But you know, there comes a time in the meeting as you worship the Lord and open your heart. The Holy Spirit just makes you know Jesus is here. He makes you aware of that. And He puts that excitement in your heart. He's really here. He's really touching me. He's really speaking to me. He's got wonderful things that He wants to do in my life. And I'm so glad that I can touch Him this morning. And I'll never be the same. You know, when Jesus comes, the tempter's power is broken. We like to sing. When Jesus comes, the tears are wiped away. He takes the gloom and fills the life with glory. For all is changed when Jesus comes to stay. And we ought to be looking for Him in the meeting. Okay, Lord, I'm here. I come because of You. I'm in You here in Your name. But now, Lord, make me to know You're here. Let Jesus manifest his presence, his touch, somehow make me aware that you are here to bless. And God does that in different ways. Sometimes there's just an awareness. You can't explain it. It's just you're suddenly aware or conscious that Jesus is very near. Sometimes there's a joy that he puts into your heart. You know that it's come from him. Or a peace that passes all understanding. And you know you didn't come up with that, but Jesus ministered that to you. And there are so many ways in which he can show us that he's here. Sometimes we're just overwhelmed with a sense of his love. Oh, Lord, here I am, so unworthy. And yet I just know you love me. And I thank you that you have this loving interest in my life. And maybe you've experienced all those things from time to time. Maybe more than one at one time. But that's what the Holy Spirit wants to do. He wants to make the presence of Jesus real to us. And so that we can enjoy his presence. I've been praying. The Lord put a prayer in my heart, and I pray this often in connection with our church in Canarsie. But wherever I minister, I say, Lord, we want to see your glory and your power and your beauty. Lord, we pray that the Holy Spirit will show us the glory of God. The glory of God speaks of his presence, as I just mentioned. How wonderful he is. And then the power of God. We don't want it to just be words that we hear, but let there be a demonstration of your Spirit's power as we give forth the word of God. Let it affect our lives and bring about changes in us. Confirm your word with signs and wonders. That's how the early disciples prayed. And God wants to do that for us today as well. And then David said in Psalm 27, to behold the beauty of the Lord. And I like that. Make Jesus so attractive to us as we are together worshiping him this morning. Give us a sight of Jesus that just wins our heart. You know, the world has all its dazzle we sang about in that song. Always something to try to draw us deeper into the world, further away from the Lord. And it has all of its attractions. And we can get caught up with that stuff unless we get a sight of Jesus and recognize that he outshines all, anything that the world has to offer. He's more beautiful, more precious, more wonderful than anything that the world can offer me. And you know, a lot of Christians get drawn away into the things of the world. They have to know every movie. They have to know every entertainer, every song, every dance. Because they have never gotten a sight of the beauty of Jesus. Because when you see how beautiful he is, you're spoiled for the rest of your life. Nothing in the world could compare with that. It begins to appear so empty, so shallow. The world becomes such a great disappointment to us. And Jesus begins to show us his glory, and he becomes a real treasure, a jewel that we just want to get to know better and to be filled with more and more. And so David said, let me see thy power and thy glory. Just the way I saw you in the sanctuary, I want to see you in my everyday life. And so evidently when David went to the house of God, there he experienced God's power, God's glory. And then he also mentions, and the beauty of the Lord. And so we can come together every day this week and say, Lord, show us your power, show us your glory, and open my eyes so that I can see Jesus in all of his beauty. And I'm sure as we pray that way, you go back home and things will look different. Remember we talked in the beginning about Christless eyes? And I remember as a young person coming to camp, I was, again, a teenager. I don't know how many teenage stories I told someone. I must have been a teenager most of my life. Something happened to me in these meetings that when I would go back home, the world was different. Some of those songs, I didn't like to hear them. I didn't want anything to spoil that sweet touch of Jesus upon my life. Things that interested me before seemed to lose their attraction because somehow I was so taken up with Jesus in a way that I hadn't been before I came. And I pray that that happens to you too, to all of our young people, to older ones alike, that we go back into our homes, we go back into our workplaces, back to our schools, and those things that we were occupied with before. Maybe it has to do with technology that takes up so much of our time. It loses its interest. We have to lay it aside. We draw the line somewhere. I don't mean that all these things are bad and they don't have their place and we can't enjoy them. But somehow the Holy Spirit makes us to know that's enough. Don't get distracted by that thing. Don't get your eyes off of Jesus. I've got so much more for you. But I just want you to keep seeking me and loving me and letting me reveal myself. And so maybe you'll find that to be the case in your life as well. And if it is, then give him time. When I went back home and I began to feel the presence of Jesus or I missed the closeness that I felt at camp, I would go and pray. And I'd say, oh, Jesus, I want to know you at home now, like I came to know you at camp. I don't want to leave you at camp and wait till next year. That's a long time. But Jesus, I need you now. I want to walk with you now. I want to be occupied with you now. And so teach me what to lay aside and when to lay it aside, and help me to give you more time to work in my life and to keep me in your presence. I woke up with a song this morning. It was a Matt Redman song of all people, right? Abide with me, abide with me. I hadn't thought of that song, but I just woke up with it. And I thought, how wonderful. We can abide in his presence. That speaks of a gentle walk day by day. God wants that so much. He loved to walk with Adam and Eve in the cool of the day. And he loves to walk with his people. And so let's give him that chance. He's here. And all eyes should be on him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, wonderful Jesus. Oh, you're here, Lord. Touch us, Jesus, I pray. Hallelujah. Let's sing Moment by Moment, I'm Kept in His Love. It's in our hymnal. And then, again, I'll give you opportunity to do what the Lord has you do. Thank you.
Living with Jesus, a new life divine.
Sometimes you feel in a meeting that the Lord is just walking around and just placing his hands on you and just ministering to you. Praise God.
Hallelujah.